This chazar zeichen is bechach chesu shvag v'ram yehudim sechus b'abu kamen daf yotes. The mishnah says that ha'yisum meveretes ha'yisum ha'yu tzroyres v'chulu. In fact, what does the mishnah mean to say that if the animal kicked intentionally did damage or it did tzroyres in a normal way, the owner pays half damages, which would mean the mishnah follows the rabbanon. Or is the mishnah mean to say if the animal kicked intentionally and did damage or it did tzroyres from the intentional kicking, the owner pays half damage, but would mean if in the case of a normal tzroyres, the owner would pay full damages, which would mean the mishnah follows sumchus. The later part of the mishnah says, and if the animal stepped on a keli and broke it, and a piece of that keli then flew and broke another keli, the owner has to pay full damage on the first keli, half damage on the second keli, since it was damaged with tzroiris. Now, if the mishnah follows sumchas, you'd have to pay full damage on the second keli as well. You can't say that the case is the first keli was broken with tzroiris, and the second keli is therefore a koya koycha, and in that case, maybe sumchas holds that you only has to pay second damage, half damage for the second keli, because we find the Rav Ashi asks whether sumchas would attack or pay half damage in the case of koya koycha. And he doesn't answer from our mishnah. So it must be that the mishnah is to be understood like the first option, and the mishnah is following the rabbanon. Rav Ashi understands the mishnah to be following the rabbanon and asks that since for regular tzoris the mazik only pays half damages, if the tzoris was done in an unusual way, would that lower the payment to half of that, meaning to a quarter of damages, or not? Take kublai the shiloh. If an animal is walking in a place full of pebbles, so that it's impossible for the animal to walk there without shooting at a pebble, and then it went and intentionally kicked the pebble, which went and damaged something, do we say that since it's impossible to walk there without shooting at a pebble, it's considered to be normal? Or do we say since it was intense, it's considered to be not normal, take over the shiloh? Rabbi Yirmi asks Rabbi Zeir, if tzroiris happens in Rishus HaRabim, would it be chayiv to pay for damages? Do we compare it to Keren, which is chayiv in Rishus HaRabim, or to Regel, which is potter in Rishus HaRabim? Zeir said it makes more sense to say that it's a tolda of Regel, and therefore it would be potter in Rishus HaRabim. What about if the tzroiris was kicked from the Rishus HaRabim and damaged into Rishus HaYochid? So he answered, if it was kicked from a place where it would be potter, it would be potter from the damage. In fact, Rabbi Brisa said if the animal was walking and shot at a pebble and broke something, whether in the Rishus HaRabim or the Rishus HaYochid, is chayiv. This seems to say that it's chayiv for tzroiris even the Rishus HaRabim. Where I said, no, the case is that the pebble shot out from Rishus HaRabim and broke something in the Rishus HaYochid. But Rav Zeir just said that he's potter in that case as well. So Gemara, he retracted that ruling. In fact, Gemara, the Mishnah said if an animal breaks a keli and a broken piece flies and breaks the second keli, it's chayav full damages on the first and half damage on the second keli. A brice on this Mishnah says that this is if the damage happened in Rishus HaNizik. However, if it happened in Rishus HaRabim, he'd be potter on the first keli and chayav on the second keli. We see that he's chayav at Tzroiris in the Rishus HaRabim. Gemara said the case is that the pebble shot out of the Rishus HaRabim and damaged something in the Rishus HaYochid. But Rav Zeir said he's potter in that case as well. He retracted that ruling. In fact, Rabbi Yechanan said there's no difference in the laws of half damages between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim. Presumably this means to say that someone's chayiv tzoris even the Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus says no. The case is the pebble shot out from Rishus HaRabim, damage in Rishus HaYochid. Rabbi Zeir said he's part in that case as well. Rabbi Zeir retracted that ruling. We can also answer Rabbi Yechanan was talking about Keren and not regular tzoris. Zakum rather, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi Shai were sitting on the porch of Rabbi Yehuda, and one of them asked, if an animal swishes its tail and damages in Rishus HaRabim, would the owner be chayiv? The other one answered, you can't expect the owner to hold down the tail the entire time. The first one asked, if so, we should be saying that Karen is potter for this reason also. The other one answered, Karen is abnormal. Swishing of a tail is not abnormal. So, in fact, Marcin, if it's normal, then what was the question to begin with? Marcin, he was talking about the case where there was an excessive swishing of the tail. Rabbi Eina asked, what is the halacha if the animal damaged something by moving his male aver? Do we say that just like Karen is done with intent, this movement happens with an intent also, and therefore it should be chayiv in Rishus HaRabim? Or do we say Karen has intent to damage? Here there's no intent to damage. Take who blipped the shiloh. The Mishnah said Tanigolim Wadum said that when the Mishnah says that he has to pay half damage, that's only where the thing became attached to the chicken's leg on its own. If a person tied it to the chicken's leg, that person would be chayiv for full damages. If it became attached on its own, who would be chayiv for the half damages? If you mean that the owner of the attached item would be chayiv, what exactly is the case? If he had put away the item, then he's an oinus. If he didn't put it away, then he's at fault should be chayiv for full damages. Rather, you'll have to say that the owner of the chicken should be chayiv. He would not be chayiv of full damages because this is the case of an animal creating a bar and the person where a person's potter. It's only when a person creates a bar, not when his animal creates a bar. But for that same reason, it should be potter from half damages as well. And for the more, the case is that the chicken threw the item damaged as tzroiris, which is why the owner's chayiv of half damages. And we have said that Rabbi Huna's statement was not made on our Mishnah, but as a standalone statement, he was asking what would the halacha be with a hefker item. Rahuna said if no one attached it to the chicken, no one would be chayiv. If someone tied it there, that person would be chayiv. Rahuna Bar Manoach explained, in this case, he'd be chayiv on the basis of a bar that is kicked around by people from one place to another. Zok, the next mission. The mission is, how is a shein a muad? So the mission says, to eat things that are appropriate for it to eat. An animal is a muad to eat fruits and vegetables. If the animal ate clothing or kalim, the owner would be only chayiv and half damages. The mission continues, this is only in the Rishus HaNizik. In the Rishus HaRabim, he'd be potter. However, if he benefited, you have to pay the amount that he benefited from the animal. How do you decide what he benefited? The mission says, if the animal ate from the middle of the road, he has to pay the amount of the benefit. If he ate from the sides of the road, he has to pay the amount of the damage. If he ate from the entrance of the store, he has to pay the amount that he benefited. If he ate from inside the store, he pays for the amount of the damage. Zok the Gemara Brisa says Shein is a mu'ud to eat things appropriate for it to eat. How so? If an animal goes into Rishus HaNezik and eats and drinks things that are appropriate for it to eat and drink, the owner must pay full damages. Similarly, if a wild animal goes into Rishus HaNezik and it tears apart an animal and eats the meat, the owner has to pay full damages. If a cow ate barley or a donkey ate karshinim or a dog drank oil or a pig ate meat, which are not typical for these animals, the owner still has to pay full damages. Or Papa said, based on his Brisa, that even something that's only eaten when it's b'shas hadchak for the animal, but it's not really typical for it to eat, it's still called eating for purposes of shein. If a cat eats dates or a donkey eats fish, the owner would have to pay full damages as well. There was once a donkey that ate bread and the basket. Rabbi Huda said the owner has to pay full damages for the bread and half damages for the basket. Since it's normal for it to eat the bread, it's also normal for it to eat the basket. Mar says, talking about where it first ate the bread and then ate the basket alone, which is not normal. A Braisa says that if an animal ate bread, meat, or cooked food, the owner pays half damages. Presumably this refers to an animal like a donkey, and we see that it's not normal for it to eat bread. Mar says the Braisa is referring to a wild animal. Fracting more, a wild animal normally eats meat, so how can the Braisa say it's not normal? The Braisa is discussing he ate roasted meat, that's not normal. The Braisa also is another teretz. The Braisa maybe is referring to deer, which don't eat meat. Third teretz, the Braisa is discussing domesticated animals, but the case where he ate from food on the table, that's definitely not normal for it to eat from food on the table. The Braisa says the Braisa was a goat that climbed onto a barrel to get a turnip. The goat ate the turnip and broke the barrel. Rava said the owner must pay full damages for the turnip and for the barrel because he said that it's normal for it to eat the turnip and therefore it's also normal for it to climb up onto the barrel to get to the turnip.